Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and we're going to take a pause in our interview here, talk with Beth McDonald of Beth McDonald Consulting, and you can find her at her website, BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. She's on LinkedIn. She's on Facebook at Beth McDonald Consulting, and also on the phones at 805-963-0842, and we're halfway through February. When I see dates, Beth, I always correlate them with certain events that are happening maybe later in the year, and in this case, we're 2 months shy of what we like to call tax day, when everyone's income tax forms are due. If you're, you know, your standard citizen doing this kind of thing, if you're a business, you got other issues. But we are here in the midst. We're still in the midst of Aquarius, are we not?
Just for another 20 minutes, pretty much, you know, not for very long. The good news is the retrograde is over.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we're assimilating those lessons and that new data. And then we move officially into Pisces on the 18th, which is Wednesday, at about 3:50, you know, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And there's already, you know, quite a lot going on. You know, Valentine's Day was yesterday, and it may have been on a good day. It lended itself to greater intimacy. There were major opportunities for greater emotional connection and intimacy. And if you didn't have that experience, you know, because sometimes, you know, that those opportunities bring up volatile material, and what could be intimacy becomes kind of a bit of a snit. And so if that happened for you, hang in there and go to Amazon and get my book.
I have a wonderful book
on Valentine's Day, The Zodiac-Based Guide to Valentine's Day Bliss, that I co-wrote with Jamie O'Toole. It's on Amazon.com. If you Google my name and Valentine's Day book, Beth McDonald and Valentine's Day book, it'll come right up. And if you have Kindle, Unlimited, you can get it for free.
Oh, cool.
Absolutely.
And by the way,
so,
folks, it's good any time of the year.
It is a handy-dandy field guide and to love through the Zodiac, and we wrote it with that intention. We got started on this because as astrologers, and probably therapists might see this too, February is really dominated by issues of the heart.
Hmm.
And, you know, Valentine's Day being right smack in the middle of the month, and it's a short month, and it's often, usually it coincides with the holiday weekend, the big weekend, President's Day. It's a time when a lot of times people will take 4 days off and go spend it with their beloved. And you know, the intentions behind that are so lovely. But a lot of times, you know, the giving and the receiving of gifts and love, often, you know, there can be some disconnect and some breakdown. And so,
well, I have to say that over the years, I've gotten into a little different groove in that regard, simply because I always felt, and I know a lot of guys feel under the gun, under pressure in those kinds of things.
Performance anxiety, man.
Yeah,
there's
exactly.
A lot riding on it.
Yeah. Well, and so it would behoove the guys to have a conversation with the gals, saying, look, you know, this is how I'm feeling about all of this. How do we move past this? Those kinds of things. Again, communicating with your significant other, because
Absolutely.
If you don't, then you're going to stay under that performance anxiety, and it is no fun. I can tell you that one of the perspectives I take, and this is under almost all circumstances with Amrita, is it's not about the outcome. It's about the here and the now, being together, sharing the moment, and those kinds of things.
Absolutely.
And that's what we, you know, we try to stay, keep in the forefront of our minds is just that.
Right. You need to have a Valentine's Day state of mind all year long.
Sure. Absolutely.
You just can't be selfish and narcissistic and cystic and not investing in your relationship the other 364 days of the year and then expect Valentine's Day to be
just
marvelous.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just not how that works.
Yeah, you can't make up for the neglect
Right.
The other 364 days of the year out of, by doing whatever it is that one day. It does not work.
Just not at all.
Yeah. I will share this that and of course my wife has a birthday prior to Valentine's Day.
Wow.
But what I decided, and especially after her coming off of her major surgery, I have to say that this is not a recommendation, but I have to say things have really shifted because her energy level has come up and her attitudes have changed and shifted a little bit. And so that's made the dynamic in the relationship that much more interesting and fun, quite honestly.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we really underestimate the power of some of those extenuating circumstances.
Yeah.
You know, if someone is in a lot of physical pain due to illness or disease or an accident, you know, it does diminish or significantly reduce your ability to be positive and happy and cheerful and a good partner.
And you don't have control over those kinds of situations.
No, you have to roll with it. You have to find a way.
You really
adapt and overcome.
Speaking of rolling with it, we roll with the clock quite regularly here on the program, and we're fast approaching the end of this segment. Look forward to having you back on the 22nd and talk more about these issues. We'll be into Pisces. I want to talk a little bit more about Mercury. And we'll do that when we come back next week. Beth McDonald of Beth McDonald Consulting. I look forward to talking with you then.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.